Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, first up today, we're going to talk about a website that is being introduced, and it's called Rent My Landlord, where users can anonymously rate their landlord to let other potential tenants know what they're dealing with. Well, joining me now is James Murphy, who's a landlord in Meath, and Chloe Anderson, who is the Welfare and Equality Officer in NUIG. You're both very welcome to The Hard Shoulder today.
Hi, how are we doing?
Chloe, I'm going to start with you. So you're already renting in Galway City. Tell us about what this this website is actually proposing to do.
Yes. So I've been renting in Galway for 2 years, and on the website, you can give a rating out of 5 stars for your landlord on different criteria, such as health and safety, tenant privacy and respect, and a few more. And then you can leave a little blurb. This would essentially provide, almost like any other service, you can put up a review of the experience that you've had with your landlord. There's many reviews on it that are entirely positive, and giving enthusiastic reviews about working with the landlord. And then on the other side, it's providing a warning for any landlords that have been mistreating tenants, so that anybody that is looking to rent it just kind of can look up the landlord, see if they've been reviewed on the website and see what kind of way they've been treating their tenants.
And Chloe, this idea originated in Canada. Is it already up and running here, or is it something that's just being proposed?
Yes, it's already, there's a few entries up with different tenants from around the country.
Okay.
Talking about their landlords. It's everywhere from, I've seen reviews put up from Dublin. I've seen reviews put up from Kinsale. So it's all around the place.
So it's up and running already. So James, I'm going to bring you in here now. You're a landlord in Meath. What do you think of this idea?
I would really have no objection to it. I don't like it being anonymous, because for the simple reason that a tenant whom you don't have to get on with, you know, can just take the hump with you and downgrade you. Now, and I do have no objection to being racist, and as long as they're if the landlord is mentioned, the tenant then should also be mentioned, so that the landlord could maybe talk to him and say, well, where am I going wrong? So, the tenant and the landlord should have respect for one another. The privacy of the tenant is utmost, and it is utmost, as long as he's behaving himself and you're not getting phone calls at night about for the next door neighbours that there's parties going on all night, etc., etc. We all know the stories. We don't have to go back over all that old divil thing. But as of the rating, I wouldn't have an objection to it at all. A 1 out of 5 or 2 out of 5, you know. But I don't think it should be anonymous.
What about that, Chloe? It's not really fair on the landlord, is it? Maybe we should consider the anonymity piece, you know, here, that in fairness, if you're going to start criticising someone, you should be able to and willing to put your name to it.
Yes, well, I suppose on any other system of rating, it's a service like any other. To be a landlord, I suppose there's more interaction between the landlord and the tenant than there would be with like a server and a customer in a restaurant. I completely understand that. I would have to say on the website there is a report function. So if a landlord feels that they have been unfairly rated on it, they can report it. And if they have evidence to back it up that that a tenant was rightly evicted, they can back that up. But I understand the necessity for the privacy of tenants, because if a landlord was to go on the website and see that somebody had reported their former landlord, that could put them in a difficult position with regards for their renting. But yeah, the landlords, if there's been an unfair rating, they do have the option to report that.
And James, what about the issue of GDPR? I suspect if landlords are going to be named in this way, there has to be some sort of insurance for them against just being named without any kind of arbitrary process involved in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's my main objection to it. My main objection to it is the anonymity of the landlord, of the tenant. And the landlord is put out there for all to see and all to do. And more than likely, it could be on Facebook or TikTok or any of these things. And you could ruin the landlord's name just because one tenant might have to hump. Mm. And like, we all don't have to get on together. You know, I mean, we all don't like one another every day of the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my big objection to it.
Chloe, as somebody who's involved in the student union, I'm sure that every day you're dealing with issues about lack of accommodation that's available for students. But what if this just another barrier to bringing more landlords in and making people even less reluctant to rent out their accommodation? We have lots and lots of callers texting in now, and somebody saying yet another reason not to become a landlord. One snarky tenant ruins your entire reputation.
Yes, well, I suppose the website is only in its infancy, but you can actually click in within the landlords and read all reviews. So as the website goes on, there will be a more holistic view of the landlord. So if you read all of their reviews and there's one glaringly bad one, then it's clear that it was just a bad relationship between the tenant and the landlord. I would hope that this would almost bring the opposite effect, where if somebody is going into the business of being a landlord and they don't intend to uphold the health and safety, the respect, the tenant privacy, the repair and the rental stability that's all listed out here, I would hope they're not going into being a landlord themselves anyway. So if it's something that's worrying them, then it's potentially a bigger issue with regards going into being a landlord rather than with the website itself.
Well, I'm telling you, we're inundated with texts coming in to say that the anonymity piece is really unfairly skewed against landlords, and also lots of suggestions around what about a website that says rate my tenant. What do you think of that, Chloe?
Yeah, well, I suppose the landlord-tenant dynamic, landlords have had that power, maybe not to broadcast it, but if a tenant is being unreasonable or is breaking any of the rules in the lease, then the landlord has the power to evict them. Mm. And in future cases, the landlord does have the power to not give a recommendation or a reference to the tenant. So I've been renting in Galway for 2 years. I know that if I were going to look for a new house and I went to the landlord and they knew that I was in, if I was going into another year of studying, they know that I would have been renting. And if I have no references to back myself up, then they know that there is a problem within my rental history, potentially.
Another texter coming in: welcome to the world of rate my teachers, etc. Teachers have had to put up with this for years. Nobody cared. James, I'm going to come back to you maybe for a final word on this. Just in relation to being a landlord now, I mean, we've heard lots over recent years about how hard it is to be a landlord, not just because of the tax implications, but because of all the regulatory requirements. Is it getting any easier? You know, the government want more people to rent their properties out. Are they doing enough to make it easier for people to do just that?
No, it's not. Just to come back to Chloe there, I'm of the opinion that Chloe, and no disrespect to the lady whatsoever, that she's living in kind of cloud cuckoo land for the very, very simple reason that it is very difficult to be a landlord. And it must be also difficult to be a tenant, in fairness. But it is very difficult to be a landlord with the people that you meet. And if they want to rate it, it should be rated through the RTB, which I have no grasp for by any manner of means, because I just think they're a useless shower because they don't do anything. But if you want to do it through that, so the anonymity is gone. The rating would be there for them.
Yeah,
you know, for the future tenants. But as for the rules and regulations, yes, it is getting harder to be a landlord. It sounds idyllic, but my God, it's not idyllic whatsoever. It's unbelievably hard. You know, if you get bad tenants.
What
simple
about,
as that. It really all depends on the tenants. I beg your pardon, sorry.
It does. And it depends on the relationship. And in fairness to Chloe, she's coming on here to give her opinion, so her opinions are valid also, James.
Oh, I understand that. Oh, my God, yes, I understand that. I'm not criticising the lady by any manner of means. I don't mean to. And if I did, I apologise to it. But it's just that like everything is not rosy and green in the garden every day, you know.
No. Chloe, can I bring you in here? Our texters coming back to us saying, look, what about Airbnb, where both sides are rated? Perhaps this will be a more sort of equal website where landlords to have the opportunity to do just what tenants are doing.
Yeah, I completely understand that point. But again, there is already systems of that, maybe not so public. But yeah, I completely understand. And again, I'd like to come in and say that if the rating against the landlord is unfair, they can come on and they can report the review for a number of reasons, such as the address being in the review, it's a fake review, or the review containing sensitive information, or another reason. While I completely understand the point, there is measures in place to make sure that the landlord is not just being, for lack of a better term, slated on the website with no way to fight it. And again, the website is only in its infancy. So there will be more reviews coming in for landlords. If there is a good landlord and they've just had a disagreement with a tenant, the future review of that landlord from their future tenants should hopefully be much better. And I would like to say that this is not just a website for giving out about the landlords. There's actually very many lovely reviews about different landlords. Like, some of them have absolute 5 out of 5s and a written review that is in very good favour of the landlord. So it's not just people coming online and giving out about them. It can be a good thing for landlords as well if they are in line with all of these.
Yeah, we've heard a lot recently about tenants trying to do everything they can to sort of maintain that relationship with landlords, because it is so precious to try and get rented accommodation now. But if our texts and callers are anything to go by, even though this is in its infancy, I would question where it's going, because the comments are all the same. Great, just what we need, another reason for landlords to bail. To the landlords that don't want this report, when they grow up and leave, a landlord is a business and we'd stop anyone from raiding a business. And then finally, there is another sign of an entitled generation who genuinely believe every single thought that they have not only needs to be expressed, but is valid and worthwhile. Small private landlords have provided a vital part of the housing market for decades. Do we really want them all to pull out? Well, look, I could go on and on with this for quite some time, I suspect, based on what's coming in. But I would really like to thank you both for joining me today. That was James Murphy, a landlord in Meath, and also Chloe Anderson, who's the Welfare and Equality Officer in NUIG.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.